The Fourth District Appellate Court of the State of Illinois has reconvened. The Honorable Eugene G. Doherty presiding.
Good morning, or afternoon, I guess we are now. The court is calling case number 4-24-1509, People versus Wallace. I will advise the parties that there is a full panel of three justices that will hear and decide this case, but one of our members could not make the argument today for reasons beyond that person's control. And that judge will review the tape of the argument and will participate fully in the decision. With that said, would counsel for the appellant please state your name for the record?
Yes, Your Honor. Good afternoon. Adrian River.
And for the appellee.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. David Matson with Illinois Appellate Prosecutor's Office.
All right, thank you. Ms. River, you may proceed.
Great, thank you. Your Honors, I'd like to address issue one on reasonable doubt, and if there's time, depending on questions, also talk about issue two, the lay opinion. So the grooming offense here as charged has a very specific element. It's not soliciting any nude photo, but it is a photo of the sex organs. Other statutes in the criminal code demonstrate the obvious point that the legislature knows how to specify additional body parts in a statute. Sexual conduct is defined as including the touching of the sex organs, anus or breast. The child pornography statute also has various body parts listed. In addition to sex organs, it refers to it as genitals, pubic area, buttocks, or female breast. So the state would have this court, in effect, to rewrite the statute to broaden its scope to include any nude photo. And
Can you
that violates.
reconcile your position with the idea in People versus Hubbell that even if it isn't a direct request for the prohibited photo, that it is a first step towards it?
I mean, I disagree with the reasoning of Hubbell. I don't think that a request for one thing proves necessarily a request for a second thing. But in addition, there are a lot of factually it's factually distinguishable. There are a lot of different facts. The defendant asked sent a photo showing what he wanted. There were other statements that made it sound like he wanted to have a sexual relationship with this person. But here we don't have any, there's no fact in this record from which you could reasonably infer either that he was asking for a nude photo, or that, much less a nude photo of a sex organ, or
That
that
well, that's your
later.
second that's your second issue, right? About whether the evidence supports that his saying send is by a jargony phrase used by other folks, and which
Well,
doesn't really have an innocent explanation, that is a request for nudes. So let's put that away till the second issue.
my point
If
was
he had
just that.
said if he had said send me a nude photo, does that violate the statute?
No. And there's no evidence, there isn't any other evidence like there was in Hubbell where you could conclude that he wanted. Ultimately, to get a picture of the sex organ.
Why was that present in Hubble and not here?
Well, I disagree with the analysis of Hubbell, but because all the defendant did there was to set he sent a photo of his buttocks and said it's your turn. So the evidence only showed that he requested that specific photo. The court said that based on these other facts in the case that he wanted to get with the woman, that he referenced keeping a friendship type thing, indicating they had some more intent. So there are a lot of different facts there, but Asking for one thing isn't an attempt to get another. So I submit that that case was incorrectly decided. There's very bare facts here.
What do you find the reasoning for the grooming statute in the first place?
The legislature decided that there was certain behavior that should be criminalized, and it decided that there were basically like three categories of grooming. And for whatever reason, the one type of grooming that's based on distributing photographs was limited to this very, very limited situation. I mean, I tried to find some information. I didn't see any information in legislative history, but presumably this became an issue where people were asking other people to send them these kinds of pictures. And so this was an amendment. It wasn't in the original grooming statute. I
What do you
mean,
think
so.
it means? What do you think it means to seduce, solicit, lure, or entice, or attempt to do so?
Well, he was accused of soliciting, and so soliciting is a specific intent crime where you are asking for, you want to have a certain result, and here the legislature is criminalizing as a felony the request for this particular photo.
Now, under the grooming statute, what do you
Yes.
consider seduce, solicit, lure, or entice?
Well, it's that modifies all the later clauses. So in this instance, soliciting the distribution of a photograph is asking the child for a photo of the sex organ.
Okay, so until they make an express request for a sex organ, there is no crime.
Yes, I mean
Okay.
the crime is to seduce, solicit, or attempt to
Mm-hmm.
do these things. So they would be, so first of all, just to make clear, no witness ever testified that by saying send, that meant send a picture of a sex organ. No one ever testified to that.
They did suggest it means send nudes.
Yes. But a general, you a, if you ask for, and this argument, assumes that is a, just for purposes of issue one, that is, admissible testimony. But that's very different. You could get any kind of response from it. And this case is different. Like I'm thinking of, child pornography cases, in that there was no photo sent back, right? Had a photo of the sex organ been sent, and he indicated somehow, like, yeah, that's what he wanted, that would be a totally different thing. But here we have one word, send, and there aren't any other facts, like in Hubble, to indicate that this is what he wanted. This is a
Isn't the
very narrow.
argument in Hubble stronger for the defendant? Because he sent a photo not of a sex organ and said, now your turn. Isn't that more inferentially not requesting a photo of a sex organ than a general request as was made here and interpreted to mean nudes?
Yeah, it was a very specific request. That's why I disagree with the court's analysis there. He asked for one thing, and they said that somehow this was a step in a process to get something else. There was not, there were no, there was, I don't believe that the other facts in that case would allow reasonable inference that he violated the statute by requesting a photograph of a sex organ. So our case is different in that he's just saying nude, but a nude could be, it could be anything. There are nude pictures of models where they aren't wearing clothes, but they're covering up, certain parts of their body. So it just isn't, there aren't any facts here that you could, anybody could reason, any trier of fact could reasonably infer this is what he specifically intended.
He has to ask, and I won't say specifically, But he has to ask in an understandable way for a photo of the sex organ. Is that what you're saying?
That would be one way of meeting the burden of proof.
What would be another?
If there were some other communications where he referred to sex organs generally as something he wanted to get photos of, or like I said, if maybe the photo was sent and that he showed approval of, like, yeah, that's what I wanted, thanks, something like that. I mean, it's hard to come up with all kinds of
Yeah.
hypotheticals, but I mean, I would think there'd have to be some other communication to show this is exactly what he wanted.
But it can't be that there has to be a photo of the sex organs sent back, because it
No, I'm just
calls
saying that would be
for
an example of maybe in
it.
that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it just
But I
says to
mean, it's
solicit. Yeah.
right. So it may be an unsuccessful solicitation. So if it's an unsuccessful solicitation, how specific does the request need to be?
I think it would have to be specific. It would be very difficult for the state to meet its burden of proof.
Specific as to sex organs.
Yes, I mean that's what the crime is. So unless he refers to it, or there's some other additional communications where he refers to wanting that kind of thing, like preceding this message of send. So in there was some kind of context that you could reasonably infer that's what he meant. But just saying I want a nude doesn't meet that level of specificity. I mean the legislature wrote this, they limited this, and the state has to prove this element beyond a reasonable doubt. And just a general request for a nude doesn't meet that standard.
Can I ask you, I know the statute is labeled grooming. In regard to the photograph section, is the photograph of sex organs the object of the grooming, meaning steps are taken to produce that? Or is it viewed as that's grooming that could lead to other offenses, meaning that the photo would itself be the grooming?
I mean, because I think it's just that the grooming is to get the photo. I mean, I see what you're saying, and that the idea of grooming is you are
You're breaking down
built
barriers, you're earning
in order
trust.
to do something
Yes.
else,
Yeah.
right? But the way I read this, I know the plain language is that nevertheless, you are committing grooming just by soliciting that photograph. And there doesn't have to be evidence of any kind of additional plan to commit sex offenses. It's a separate issue. And again, I don't know the background of this, but and it's kind of strange actually to put it in a grooming statute, because the crime is just soliciting the distribution of, getting that photograph. Does that answer the question?
I think so. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there's very little on case law on this, as we know. I mean, the trial court also, when referring to Hubble, I think, talked about how at a minimum there was an attempt here. But if there isn't enough evidence in the first place to show that he requested the photo of a sex organ, how do we then conclude that, well, he had the intent to obtain it later? To the same evidence, and the request for one thing in these circumstances doesn't show that he had the intent at some point later. So I think that analysis was also misguided by the trial court. If there's anything else on one, I could just briefly talk about issue two. So lay witness testimony is based on perception and not on specialized knowledge. That's in Rule 701. I apologize in my brief, I had a typo. I kept saying Rule 401 of evidence. So use of send in a Snapchat message to mean a request for a nude photo is really specialized knowledge. There are all kinds of language code words, abbreviations used in messaging. I looked some up. I know some of them. I don't know many others. WIP, work in progress. JIC, just in case. So people have to learn this vocabulary. They're going to have
I
different.
get that. I understand. I am hesitant, especially cross-generationally, to assume that one person means the same thing as another group of persons would mean. However, the phrase he said doesn't offer up any other understanding of what it means, right? Send, what does that mean? And I think that's different than if the phrase, that they were using for the same thing was, I'm hungry. Would we say, well, some people say that to mean, I want you to send nudes. Well, maybe he's hungry. In this case, though, there's just not an understanding of what he could have meant. I feel like it's harder to look past what other folks recognize it to mean, because that's what language is.
I mean, but send could be, I just want a photo. Just send,
No,
you know.
that's true. That's true in the abstract, but isn't the jury permitted to consider the reactions of each of the witnesses to the word send? As soon as KV sees that message, she knows what it meant. She asks her friend Paige to take a picture of it to avoid alerting him to the fact that she's wanting to save it. Sean Dyscher, the other teacher, upon seeing it, immediately reports it to the administration, and the administrator, Summers, testifies that in her personal knowledge and experience, it's commonly known and accepted within the Snapchat community for the last 10 years that send, in this context, means to send nudes.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a distinction between proper, lay between lay opinion and expert opinion. And this is specialized knowledge, and none of these people testified or were qualified as an expert, and they didn't qualify as lay opinion because they didn't testify as to their perception of defendant's use of that word. And I think
Well, the defendant
that's the.
himself said it was inappropriate. I mean, in his own statements, he talks about how he didn't think anything before last night and today became inappropriate, meaning up until I said send. He said,
Well,
I
he
agree
didn't.
this looks really bad. Yes, I know there's no other way to be taking it, he says.
Well, he never said, I intended to ask for a nude photo of a sex organ.
Well, of
He
course
didn't
not. That
even.
would be a confession, and we don't get those
Right.
willing.
Right, but I mean, Your
But
Honor's referring to.
we do get people convicted based on less than a confession.
Yeah, but I think at best his video shows in hindsight that he regretted how it looked, and he said he looked very bad and it was a little ambiguous. He didn't even say that one would understand that to be a request for a nude photo. But getting back to the opinion, these people did not testify as experts. It would not have been difficult to do so. And by the way, of course, the state would also have to give advance notice. The trial court at one point sent the objection, an objection was well taken because the defense counsel would have liked to know about the investigations that the principal had engaged in, so he could have a discovery on it. So it wouldn't be difficult for them to do that. But they didn't do that.
The
The
evidence is
student.
it's common knowledge within people who use Snapchat. Like Justice Doherty, I'm really hesitant to try to read anything about technology and assume anything from it because I don't know anything about it. I don't even have social media of any kind. But according to the testimony, multiple witnesses acknowledge that this was a commonly understood term among people who use Snapchat. that it means to send nudes. Why
Well,
does that require expert testimony?
and counsel,
well,
remember, language is a very democratic thing, right? The dictionary doesn't establish the meaning of words. It captures how other people mean or use words. Isn't that what we've got here? That some other folks have said this is how these words are used.
Well, first of all, the KV and her friend never said this was commonly understood. They gave no basis at all. They just said, KV said, I took that to mean nude, and Paige said that also. Okay, so there's no evidence of why they came to that conclusion, how
Well, it's
often they had seen.
probably because, as the principal said, I've been using this media for quite some time now, and I understand that in the Snapchat community, at least for the last 10 years, send means nudes. So once you've got that, why doesn't that tie it all up?
Because that would be ex that's expert testimony. This is a very specialized meaning for a phrase, and the ex the principal was
You
not
can complete
qualified.
your can complete your answer, counsel.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was my time up. Yeah, that is specialized knowledge. You look at Rule 70. 1 and 702, lay testimony cannot be based on specialized knowledge. It has to be expert testimony, and she was not qualified as an expert. So I'd like to save a little time in rebuttal. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Manchin.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court, counsel. In this case, the defendant was proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of offensive grooming. Contrary to counsel's suggestion, the statute does not mean you have to specifically say, send me a picture of your genital area. I think the purpose of the case law says the purpose of the statute is to protect children and to say that if the defendant is cagey or uses euphemisms or it beats around the bush, there's no crime. And it's only a crime if you use the specific language, show me a picture of your private parts. And I don't think that that's the way the statute should be interpreted, and that's not the way it was interpreted.
Let's put aside the idea that you have to say those words, sex
Yes.
organ. And I will agree with you that, as in many circumstances, we look to inferentially what the meaning of the words are. But the question is here, inferential or explicit, doesn't it still have to request a photo of a sex or of the sex organ?
Well, the request for a nude can't, the jury could infer that since the person is nude, the sex organs are going to be displayed.
What if he had asked for a picture of the victim's chest? Would even if he explicitly asked for that, is that a violation of the statute? It seems just as inappropriate, but is it a violation of the statute?
That might be more of a violation of a sexual exploitation of a child, which involves getting a child to remove their clothes for the sexual gratification of the child or the
Whether it's
defendant.
a violation of another statute, would it be a violation of this one?
It could well be, depending upon the other circumstances. I think that. In the Hubble case, the request and the claim of the defendant was that so, since he showed a picture of his butt, that was what was requesting. And the court says, no, we're not going to read your read it that narrowly. That page paragraph 18, or I think it was. Paragraph 17. Grooming statute contemplates a broad set of circumstances under which the defendant can be determined to engage in gr active grooming. And that sending of the photograph was just a, if not a direct solicitation of the sex organs, was a first step in that process. And I
So,
think that same logic applies here.
but the legislature knows how to do this when that's what they're prohibiting, right? In the child pornography statute, it's genitals, pubic area, buttocks, breast.
Good.
Why are we saying that a request for any nude is sufficient to transgress this statute when they've chosen that narrow definition of the prohibited photograph?
Well, if we limit it to an express request for a picture of the genitals, we have eliminated the statute completely because there's no defendant is ever going to come out and blatantly say,
I
send me
don't
a
think
picture.
anyone has suggested it has to be blatant or explicit. As we discussed a moment ago, it can certainly be implicit.
Yes.
But
And I think he.
why wouldn't the legislature, does it just not matter that they didn't include those other terms?
I'm just saying that in this particular case, the request for the sex organs was implicit in the request for nude for a nude, because requesting a total body shot will include that part of the body.
It might. It doesn't necessarily. That's
But again, he doesn't have to receive the photograph, and it just has to be
agree.
an attempt to get the or a
Right.
solicitation.
I agree. I
And
agree.
that's I think that it gets down to could a reasonable jury or a reasonable trier of fact looking at this information, could they infer from all the evidence that this was a request for photographs of nude in general and of these body parts in particular under the reasoning of Hubble? And as far as the
Where does that reasoning come from in Hubble, where they say, well, this might be a first step? It seems to me that in other contexts, we don't criminalize the first step unless it's an attempt, a specific attempt, and there would have to be very specific intent behind that.
Well,
I mean,
I think the grooming stat.
maybe that first text late in the evening was the first step. But I don't know anyone would say that's criminal.
Not the first one by itself, but when you get the other three or four that go along with it, then you're coming under the statute. I think the grooming statute arose from the situations where an adult was trying to persuade a child to engage in sexual activity with them, and the photographs and the stuff of that was just one step in that process of getting the child ready to engage in sexual activities.
So
And
you're answering the question I asked opposing counsel earlier.
yeah, I.
What is the grooming? Can the photo itself be the grooming rather than the object of the grooming?
I think it's one and the same that the photograph or asking for the photograph is the process of the grooming. I don't know how to
Is the end of
differentiate.
that road is the end of that road the receipt of the photograph, or is it the photograph is a step on a road to some other offense?
I think the asking for the photograph is the Is it for this statute? But
Okay,
the
so you
statute
guys agree on
was aimed
that.
at the other problem of, how do you get at this problem of an adult soliciting photographs from a child as in a process of getting them used to being naked and used to be, so that this was a way to stop the whole thing at an earlier stage of the proceedings, so to speak.
Imagine, doesn't the statute specifically break out the different types of ultimate goal that might exist in a grooming
That's correct.
stance? First, that you're doing it with intent to commit any sex offense as defined by Section 2 of the Sex Offender Registration Act. Second is to distribute photographs depicting the sex organ of the child, or third, otherwise engage in any unlawful sexual conduct with a child or with any other person believed to be a child. So the grooming statute is based primarily upon the prefatory conduct intended to get to these, any one of these ultimate goals. Wouldn't that be fair?
Correct.
Okay. And obviously, just like in many other offenses, you have to look at the nature of the offense based upon the context in which the communications occur. True?
Correct.
Okay. So if you can establish a sufficient foundation that the obvious, that the apparent purpose, goal, or intent of these communications is to obtain any one of these three alternatives, that would constitute the offense of grooming.
Correct.
Okay.
And I think the evidence here showed that. We have the timing of the photographs, the use of Snapchat designed to disappear within a certain amount of time, and the photographs that they took of the screen show the little clock up in the corner showing that that it was in fact intended to disappear. And it didn't disappear only because the victim, KV, took a picture of this took this picture of the screen. You have the defendant's statements where he dances around the question, officer's questions, and admits that what he said would be taken wrongly, and there was no other way to take it. I think that also goes to the question of the intent to solicit these photographs. So I think the evidence is sufficient to support the verdict. With respect to the testimony, this is not expert testimony. This is not an esoteric thing like fingerprints or blood alcohol or DNA. It's common knowledge among people that use this type of thing that certain phrases have certain meanings, and these phrases that were used by the defendant has this specific meaning that was within their personal knowledge. This is not based on any study of the internet. It's just they've used it and they've seen this and they know that's what it means. I'm like your honors. I do not use media, and I only know a few of the acronyms. You know, there's the joke that somebody uses LOL to mean love, lots of love, instead of laugh out loud. I mean, but there are just common meanings for common phrases, and that's what they were testing to, their personal knowledge of the common phrases. It's like the officer testifying as to his personal knowledge of slang used in the drug trade.
If this is understood as a common habit or as a routine practice of people using Snapchat on the internet, why would it not qualify under Illinois Rule of Evidence 406 as habit or routine practice? And not even lay witness.
Frankly, I never thought of that. it could well be. And as far as the witnesses were not required to know specifically how defendant himself uses the term send. Because there is a common phrase that everybody in the world knows LOL means laugh out loud. So if you see that on there, you know what that it means. With even if the defendant actually means love you, lots of love, they can testify to your personal knowledge of what that phrase or that symbol means. without knowing the defendant's specific use of that term. And the only cases defendant cites for needing to have knowledge of the defendant's personal use of the term are federal cases that don't apply and don't need to be followed in this state, and are contrary to decisions of the courts in this state. I think that under the abuse of discretion standard for admission of evidence is the trial court's decision arbitrary, unreasonable, or no reasonable person would agree with it. And if reasonable minds can disagree, there's no abuse of discretion. And this is not expert testimony. It does not need expert testimony. Anybody that is familiar with using media and is familiar with the vernacular or the jargon, and uses that in their own daily life, or has seen it used in their own daily life, can testify to that. So I don't think there was any abuse of discretion in admitting the witness's testimony as to what send means in the context of the series of photos of texts that the defendant sent. I mean, the first
Counselor,
one is.
can I bring you back to the first issue?
Sure.
I want you to assume that the 11:38 p.m. text was, "Send me a photo," which I think is patently inappropriate for a grown man, especially a teacher, to be sending and requesting of a student. Does it violate the statute? Would we look at that and say, well, that's the first step in getting a nude photo or getting a photo of sex organs?
I don't think just off the top of my head, I do not think that just asking for just a photograph would be. But when you're asking for nudes, I think it is because nudes would include the photograph of the forbidden body parts.
And then some.
And then some, yes. You've got, and you also have. Not only the timing, but the, I think the co court might have referred, I think the court might have refused to refer to the defendant's statements as being a cutesy way of using the language, sort of backhanded or underhanded or beating around the bush rather than getting directly out to saying it. That shifty way, I put it in my terms, I put it the shifty way he's asking for the photographs, I think also leads to the support the conclusion that this is not an innocent request for her graduation photograph, but it is in fact an attempt to get, solicit the pictures of their but body parts that are forbidden by the statute. If there are no further questions, I will stand on my brief with respect to the other issues.
All right, thank you, Mr. Manchin. Ms. River, your rebuttal.
Asking for a photo is the offense. The statute doesn't say it has to be step in a process to eventually get sexual conduct. If you ask for a photo of a breast, that is not a violation of the grooming statute. Of course not. It is limited to a certain type of photo. Your Honor also mentioned child pornography statute. There's also language in the definition of sexual activity in the statute concerning sexually explicit digitized depictions uses the same language as the definition of sexual conduct, sex organs, anus, or breast of the victim. So of course, the statute, the legislature knows how to do this, as you said. Counsel argues that if under this argument, we've eliminated the statute. We are enforcing it as written. We cannot rewrite the statute to include other things that aren't incorporated because grooming is considered a broad topic. They specified the different categories, and there's only one category involving a photo, and that photo is only of one specific thing. It did this in response to a problem it saw in the world with children. As far as the facts, he didn't ask a request for a total body shot. And of course, you ask for a nude, it could be anything. It could include it could not include the prohibited sex organ de depiction. As far as specialized knowledge, it's kind of ironic the fact of us, some of us here don't even use these platforms, and yet we're saying, well, this isn't specialized, this is common. Well, it may be common among a subset of people, but at any trial, you would have to explain the basis for your expert opinion on this.
Well, wouldn't a gang member testifying be able to say, yeah, this is what we mean by X? I mean, that just
Well,
happens.
we like in terms of like somebody in their gang, then that would be based on perception. But if somebody else is is testifying about what somebody else means, like this teacher who has had no contact, or the rather the principal has had no contact or experience with Wallace in him using those terms, then that's expert testimony. It's not a
No
hard
one
thing to do.
testified to what he meant. They just testified to what that term means within their commonly understood jargon used on the internet and Snapchat. Now, then it's up to the fact finder to determine whether that's relevant in assessing what the defendant's intent was.
But are they allowed, what are the circumstances they're allowed to testify to that? Either comes in as expert testimony or it comes into as a lay testimony. No one was qualified as an expert here. There was no notice that these people would testify as expert. The kids never testified to any basis. They never even used words like commonly understood. They just said, this is how I understood it. For all we know, the friend said to me it meant a nude because my KV told me that. We don't know. Have any idea, and we can't speculate the breadth of their knowledge or their experience, and they never said it was common knowledge. But for a
And if it's
principal,
otherwise admissible, and if it's otherwise admissible under habit or routine practice under Rule 406, are we allowed to consider that?
well, I haven't researched that. If you want me to do some supplemental briefing on that, but there's no evidence here that the defendant used was a habit that he used this phrase. I mean, this is specialized knowledge. Yes, some people know LOL. I remember when I first learned what that was. There's some point you have to learn these phrases, and language is a funny thing. At some point, in general language, can you say most people would know this word? But there's still people who don't know what LOL is. But regardless, this is not LOL. This is send me a nude picture. That I don't know how more specialized you can get. And the state did not do its job here. It did not elicit the qualifications of these witnesses to testify to that. And interestingly, the trial court refused to let the officer testify about this. She wasn't an expert. So to me, the rulings were, all over the place. It wouldn't have been difficult to do. It wasn't done, and we can't speculate that they could have done so. So inclusions, the state didn't prove the essential element, and the court should reverse the conviction and alternatively remand for a new trial based on issue 2 or 3. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you to both counsel. Appreciate your arguments. We will take the matter under advisement and issue a decision in due course.